you. I'm happy to have you join us here today. I'm Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom out of Muncie, Indiana. And it's always a pleasure and an honor to know that you are a part of these efforts. Our goals have been fairly constant, I believe. We're just trying to advance, promote Christian values and patriotism, and try to be a good ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, and to advance what we know works. And over the years, it has been our privilege, as we crisscross the nation, to stand in so many churches and try to articulate to the best of our abilities the things that we feel that are needful. You know, liberty lies in the hearts of men and women. When it lies there, it needs no law, no constitution to keep it. When it dies there, no law, no constitution can save it. So said the late Judge Learned Hand. And I believe he's absolutely right. We want to do everything we can to keep a free nation. We don't want it ever to be said by our posterity, what was it once like to live in America where people were free? You're going to enjoy the program today. Let's get right into it. Questions may be helpful. I think these are things that'll help us. One, am I excited about the Lord? Does it excite you? We were talking, I believe, last night, and this is not an indictment of you or whatever, but it seems like today it's harder to find people that want to talk about the Bible. Now, some of you that are as old as I am can remember when we would visit people and the Bible was a good topic, that people would sit and talk about the Bible. They would talk about, and they would ask questions. They may not always agree, but they'd talk about items like eternal security or where heaven might be, or they'd talk about the necessity or the not being necessary for baptism or things like that, but at least they were talking about the Bible. I mean, here in this third chapter, you got to remember, Christ in chapter 2 is walking in the midst of the churches. Chapter 3, he's standing outside the door, knocking, trying to have fellowship with somebody on the inside. Now, I know we've used that a lot as Christ standing at the door and knocking at the sinner's heart, but that's not real application of the scripture here. I'm not fussing with that, but I can remember some of the older churches, Brother Hurt, they'd have a picture of Christ standing at the door. Now, I'm for that. I'm not against it. I'm just simply saying, though, a church can get lukewarm to where that Christ himself would like to get in and fellowship with that church. Every church that goes under the name of a church, whether it's independent Baptist or what, not every church probably has got everybody that's on fire. I think we sing a song here sometime. I think that we need a resolve. Brother Jeff sings it frequently. I am resolved to go to the Savior. I think somehow, some way, we have to have a desire. And that desire, where it gets initiated, I believe, is of God. I think the more that we desire to be like him, the more desire that we have to fellowship with him, I believe that will grow. I think, on the other hand, if it gets to be mundane or just methodical, and here's the danger, I want you to get this, preachers, it's easy to become methodical and not have any power on what we're doing. We should always bear in mind, it's not how deep the message is or how many scriptures are referenced. It's whether what we are doing for the glory of God. Are we trying to lift up his name? Are we trying, if we're just trying to out-preach some other preacher, maybe that's not the thing there. We need
an enthusiasm. Now, you know, this may be a poor example, but I don't know what it was that excited you when you first saw the love of your life. You know, did you just go over there and say, well, let me get my calculator out here and see if this all adds up? There was something that inspired you that said, hey, look, that person there is a nice-looking person. I'd like to spend time with that person. That's the way it is when we get saved. We have a desire in our hearts to be more like Christ. I haven't arrived yet. I've not attained. I still deal with this flesh. Sometimes we can get hurt feelings. Sometimes we can get mad at somebody. Sometimes we can hold grudges. Sometimes we can hold bitterness. But the bottom line here is this. We ought to be looking for eternal rewards. Amen? It's not a matter, did somebody say something to me or do something to me, or did I feel left out? Did I feel second class? The point that I'm trying to make here is this. Jabez prayed that his coast be enlarged. And the Bible said, and God gave him that which he requested. If we want to do a work for the Lord, guess what? He won't say no to us. If we want to visit more of the sick and the elderly and so on, the Lord won't say, well, you can't do that. If we want to go to church, God won't put a stumbling block there and say, now that doesn't mean that somebody may not get sick. I believe we all go through things like that. But there has to be an enthusiasm. Otherwise, we're going to become like some of these other places. We never actually know. Now, here it is. I want you to get this. We do not know who in our congregation is actually lukewarm, but the person knows and Christ knows. How much do we love the Savior? Do we love to brag on him? I see a lot of people, preachers particularly, that seem like it's kind of tough for them to talk about the Lord. I like to tell people that he is that balm of Gilead. He is that rose of Sharon. He is that lily of the valley. He is that bright and morning star. Hallelujah to his name. Amen. I like to tell people that, don't you? I like to share it with them. Now, I may not be the best witness, but I can witness. It's not about whether or not we're the best. Just do what you can for the Lord and leave it in his hands. Amen. I mean, these people here at Laodicea, they thought they were increased with goods and hadn't need of nothing. They didn't know they were wretched. Didn't know that they were miserable and poor, blind and naked. What a terrible state. Be awful, wouldn't it, to leave or go somewhere and you be naked and not know it? Friends, my thought is this, and this is the conclusion of my little message tonight. There is a danger in lukewarmness. It's hard to build a good, growing, prospering church, but if we're lukewarm, I'm talking about, we won't have much of a missions program. And missions is the heartbeat of the church. We can't give too much to missions. Now, I know that we have to use reasonable sense. We don't have all the money in the world, but we have enough. I honestly believe, and I believe that we're to give of the first fruits. I believe that we're to tithe. I believe that we're to give above the tithe and offerings. And then in our mission efforts, it even talks about doing much more. We're to take this gospel around the globe. Because you know why? There is a danger when you become lukewarm about it. When you feel like it's, well, we could support that, we could, but oh, I don't know if we have quite. Listen, Everything we do for Christ that's meaningful, in my opinion, is an act of faith. I don't mean this to brag, but I've never charged a church a certain amount to go there. I bought my own plane tickets. A fellow walked up to me the other day. I didn't know him from Adam. And gave me a good check, I'll tell you. And I got to myself and I called last night. And his wife said, I didn't know whether to take the call or not. Said, I just get a lot of these spam calls or whatever. And I said, well, I wanted to thank you for your generosity to me. And she said, well, we watch you every Sunday night. And she said, my husband said last year, I believe I ought to help that man. And she said, well, if you feel that way, go ahead. Well, it didn't work out. This year, it worked out. And basically what they gave me covered my plane ticket. God knows what he's doing. Now, I don't say that to make myself look good. I'm not a profitable servant. I'm just trying to tell people a few things that I've learned, and I think it might help us all. There is a danger of lukewarmness. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you for what we do. Help us, Lord, to not have selfish motives. Help us to always not want to be lukewarm, but on fire for you. Give us that resolve, that determination. In Jesus' name, amen.
Take these hands that are weary, help these feet to walk straight. I want to be near you when I see those eastern gates. Then if you'll permit me, I'll wash your feet with my tears. And then I want to praise you the first million years.
The first million years. Eternity rolls. Let me enter the Lord's by your side, and let me praise you the first million years.
Take this life that I'm living, let me walk in thy way. I want to be faithful till that great homecoming day. Then if you'll permit me, I'll wash your feet with my tears. And then I want to praise you the first million years.
The first million years. In glory,
and as long as eternity rolls,
let me ever the Lord's by your side, and let me praise you
the first million years.
Let me ever.
if you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now. And as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell. From early survival and great loss to eventual success in many aspects of his life, Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, It's Always a Struggle, But, by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Programs, we like to have a variety. We like to have things that move and keep your attention, hopefully. We're glad to be on so many stations. If you'd ever like for us to come into your area, that would be wonderful. Go to our website, Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom. We have our new book there where you can order that. It's called It's Always a Struggle, But, deals with some issues that over my life that we encountered. My folks were just poor people from the Appalachian Mountains of Kentucky. I was born in Indiana. But older parents with not much money and the struggles of that we encountered along the way. We certainly don't believe that we have are a victim or anything like that, and I know others have gone through much more difficulties, but perhaps you'd like to get the book, and you can order it right there on Phipps Faith, Family, and Freedom. We would consider it an honor. In our programs, from time to time, we bring back to memory some giants of the faith, men like Dr. Leonard Ravenhill, or A.W. Tozer, that we'll be listening to and watching in just a moment. I hope that you enjoy these memories from the past. Let's join in on this one today with Dr. Tozer. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps, and this is one of the little nuggets that we'd like to share with you today. The late A.W. Tozer said this: there was a time when people went to church, heard the truth, and wept over their sins. Today, people go to church, hear a motivational speech, and ignore their sins. What a powerful statement. As preachers of the gospel, as ministers, our job is not to be ear ticklers. Our job is to speak the truth in love, but yet speak the truth. Hearing any message that does not proclaim truth is not really a message from God. We need to hear the truth today, I believe, more than it has ever been so. It's a necessity, it's an imperative that we hear the truth. And even though the truth might step on our toes from time to time, that's the very ingredient that will do us good. And I'm glad today that we can know him who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I hope that you have a good day.
Hallelujah.
And friends, let me encourage you to attend a good, strong, Bible-believing church. Somebody said, well, we like to go to the church nearest where we live. I said, well, I think we ought to go to the church where it's nearest to the Bible. And so make sure that you attend a good, strong, fundamental, Bible-believing church where preachers preach to men as they are the wonderful Word of God. That's the thing that will liberate us. It's the thing that illuminates us, lets us know when we have sinned and violated the laws of God. It doesn't help us just to go someplace where they tell us how good everything is and that this is going to be our best day and that we're going to have every kind of material possession right at our disposal. No. If we live a Christian life, the Bible said that we would have trouble. We'd have tribulations, that we would be persecuted. So when all men speak well of us, maybe we ought to reconsider what we're doing, because the messenger of God is not always going to be accepted. I think today that you've enjoyed the program. I hope you have. Be with us on the next opportunity for Faith, Family, and Freedom. And this is Andrew Phipps. Have a good day.